Okay, today we'll discuss the Indian of godless and she'ifas and godless. Vedab Hashem and Moshe. Baha Sinai Lemoy. It's a parish, it's a Dvatoira that's going to get to the few parishes. Emoy, Bahar. Another Mahalach in the whole Kesher between Shemitah and Har Sinai. Shemitah and Har Sinai. Rashi asks, Ma'in in Shemitah Yitzel HaSinai. The Yisod is, let's explain a lot of Nakudas. The Yisod is, we have to realize that Har Sinai, or Sinai, Mamet Har Sinai, was bringing Klal Yisrael into Gadlus. Every Yid has Mordech a Gadlus. A Goy, by very definition, is a Mesogim, a small, he's a Katon, a Yid is a Gadol. The whole Yisod of leaving Mitzrayim, the Shabbos before Yitzis Mitzrayim, which carries within it the whole Yisodis of Yitzis Mitzrayim, is called Shabbos HaGadol. Because it's the Shabbos where Yidin, it's the Tkufa where Yidin became Gedolim. A Yid is a great Zach. Every Yid is to realize that he's a big thing. A Yid is a Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech Oilam, and we are the Rebbeinu Shalom is Am. So it's godless. Kadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, and the whole Mahalach leading up to Shavuos, leading up to Mamet Hasina, is Ba'atem the Psukim, Ba'atem Tiruli Mamleches Koyanim, Ve'goy Kodosh. We're also Melachim, we're also Koyanim. All the Anshe Mala, every Yid has all the Milas. Every Yid is an Anshe Mala. And that's the whole Achana. Sinai, a Yid has to look at Sinai, a Yid has to realize that Sinai is godless. We'll soon discuss that the whole Indian of Mishpatim, of the Eved, that you, the Ritzeas Ozna, he wants to carry on being an Eved. An Eved is a humiliating thing. It's a shiftless. An Eved is a shiftless. A Yid is a godless. A Yid stood at Hasinai. By Hasinai, we became Gedoyla. So Oizen Zu Shashama Bahar Sinai Chili B'nei Yisrael Avodim. If you're an Eved to the Melech HaOlam, so you're an Eved Melech is a Melech, says the Gemara in Erechin. Being Avodim, being a Ben Melech Avada, even being an Eved Melech is an Eved Melech HaOlam. So how can you want to be an Eved? In other words, I always had the Kasha, Oizen Zu Shashama Chili B'nei Yisrael. Every time a person's Mechal Shabbos, if I make a hole in his ear, Oizen Zu Shashama B'Shama B'nei Yisrael is a Shabbos. A person eats basa b'cholav. Oizen zu shashama leisa bashul b'di b'chalev ima. You can go through the whole Tariq mitzvahs. Everything was given over by Har Sinai. Rashi Lach says, kol klalei ha'proteh. So why dafka by the avodim, by avdus, do we remind him that he was shemei al Har Sinai? The answer is because avdus is a shiflus. Avdus is a humiliation. A yid to be an eved is against the teva of a yid. There are certain going, that's the teva, to be avodim, that's the teva. They're nidrika people, they're low people, low class people. The teva is to be avodim. A yid is a melech, a yid is a ben melech, a yid is an eved melech, a melech of a kodesh baruch. A yid is very high, he's the highest ranking nivra that there is in the world. And where did we attain those heights? By Har Sinai. When Klal Yisrael said, Nasa v'nishma, Yordum shtei malachei ha'shoros, and they tied ksorim, we got crowns. We got crowns. Mamet Har Sinai is godless. When we talk about Sinai, we have to talk about the godless of Klal Yisrael. We have to talk about the godless of Klal Yisrael. When Mekabel Malchus Shemayim, we have to talk about we are the avodim of our Kodesh Baruch. We are the avodim of the Melech Olam. That's godless. So the greatest hepech of Har Sinai is to become an eved. So when he says, "Ahavti is ishti, ahavti, I want to stay becoming an eved," it's against Har Sinai. It's partially against Har Sinai. So therefore, dafka over here, oizen zu shoshama. Why is this the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim? Why is it the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim? But the answer is because Parshas Mishpatim is the parsha of Mishpatim, and it says in Voschanon also as Adlam to Mamet Har Sinai to Kabbalas Torah, the goyim say, "Mi goy godol lashna pasuk, mi goy godol ashalay chukim o mishpatim tzadikim kachol haTorah azoyis." Me goy godol, our godless is the mishpatei haTorah. Ve'ela mishpatim ashtasim lefneim. It's a hemshach to Mamet Har Sinai. Mamet Har Sinai made us into gedolim, and the goyim see the mishpatim. They see pashas mishpatim, and they say me goy godol. What are you doing as an eved? So pashas mishpatim begins the first mitzvah in the parasha mishpatim, which brings out the goy godol, is the chiddush as it's shaykh that a yid should become an eved. And the biggest mishigas is when he wants to stay and remain an eved. It's against Har Sinai. That's coming straight from Parshas Yisro, to Parshas Mishpatim. Leading up to Sinai was leading up to Godless. A Yid never becomes a Dovah Katan anymore. It's a whole musug, it's a whole new insight how we make a bracha. Every bracha that we make before we do a mitzvah. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Hashem is the Melech HaOlam, Asher Kedishonu B'Mitzvos V'Tzivonu. So the brachas that we make come upon him by Yoy. You have to be mizbayna. Why are we making the bracha Elokeinu Melech? Why are we announcing before every mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch is the king of the world? And he commanded us to do the mitzvah. So you want to make a bracha, Achon, he commanded us. Why do you have to first announce Hashem's sovereignty? You're crowning him in the world, and he commanded us to do a mitzvah. What's the shaykhis? No? Posh the kasha. Why the whole Akdoma? According to what we're saying is Moedic. We're saying, what godless is every mitzvah. So we start saying that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is the Melech HaOlam. He's the king of all the universes, he's the Melech of all the Olamas. And he commanded us, Kiddushonu b'mitzvoyso, v'tzivonu, and he commanded us. That brings out the godless of what every was licked in every mitzvah. Because he's the Melech HaOlam, he could have chosen everything. Kiddushonu, v'tzivonu, to do this mitzvah, moiredik. It's a different zach. If your next door neighbor asks you to do a favor for him, say that. Why not? If the king calls you to do a favor for him, and the kafi goydel the king, kach the goydel schus, to do something for him. So this is a gewaltig, this is a mordik, a mordik, a mordik, a mordik, a gewaltig schus to be able to do a mitzvah. It's godless. That's every mitzvah. Mordik yisod. It's bringing out the godless of every, how a yid has to look at every mitzvah. He has to take the kazayis matzah and look in a magnifying glass. And what's the magnifying glass? Melech HaOlam told us to do it. That's also the mission in brachas. Koidim, a person is makabel olav oil malchus shemayim, and then he's makabel oil mitzvahs. Shema before v'hoyim shemoya. So technically avada, because if he's not your king, then why should you do his mitzvahs? But according to what I was saying, it's teeth. First be makabel olav malchus shemayim. And when you say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Aleph and the Ches, Shiver Akim, Arba Kamfis Oret, the Dalet of the Echad, Hashem Elokeinu now, Hashem Echad, B'yema Hu Yeh Hashem Echad, Hashem Echad. You're looking at a Mordeka brighter, you're looking at a spectrum, you're looking at a whole scope. Then you see what godless there is in the Malchus. And then, when you do the mitzvahs, you already do the mitzvahs with the undergang. You already do a mitzvah. If a yid is misboinen, that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is telling him to do this mitzvah, it's a mordik excitement to do the mitzvah. It's the same nekuda. Koidem kabbalah sa'am b'achas shemayim, and then kabbalah sa'am mitzvahs. Koidem ha'elakeinu melech ha'olam. And once you've crowned the melech ha'olam, what is schus, that kiddushanu v'tzivanu. And then you do the mitzvah with the undergang. That's also the sod, the Kabbalah Sod Malchus Shemayim of Shema. It goes hand in hand with the mitzvah of Mesiris Nefesh. To give our lives up al Kiddush Hashem. Why does it go hand in hand? Ping the Pasuk of Kabbalah Sod Malchus Shemayim has to do with Mesiris Nefesh? What does it have to do so much with Mesiris Nefesh? But the answer is, when the Goyim are mashpil us, and when the Goyim humiliate us, and when the goyim stand over us and take us by our necks and threaten us, and the mamish mashpil las gefelach, when we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and we're moisa nefesh with that Shema Yisrael, we die with godless. I'm the big one here, not you. You can be 7 foot tall and you can have a 7 foot machine gun, and I'm the yidela with the langer bod, starved, dressed in rags. I'm the godl, you're the cotton. That's when he says Shema Yisrael. Hashem is the Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And he's our Melech, and he chose us. They die with godless. They don't die humiliated. They don't die with shiflus. The Rishayim, they try to be mashpil a person before they kill him. Part of the killing him, the Hashpala is always, they publicly do it, and the Hashpala is the chelik of the execution, the chelik of it is to be mashpil him. Kabbalah Sod Malchus Shemayim, no, we go with Koimus Kufa. We go with Gaiva. We go by Yigba Liba Bedarkei Hashem. So Shema Yisrael goes hand, it's Mechazagas, it takes us out of a feeling of humiliation. being tied, bound, shacked, handcuffs, and we say the pasuk, we feel a murder gadlus. Where's a posh the raya for this? Before we say Krishna in the morning. Why is that hakdama to Krishna? According to what we're saying, it's hafla mefela. The whole pasuk of Krishna is Baruch Hashem. We're the gdolim over here. A yid is the gadol. A yid is the gadol. And that comes with the Shema Yisrael. That comes with the Kabbalah Salam Al Shemaim. That was all given to us by Mamad Har Sinai, the godless. B'mshoich HaYoyvel, times of Silik HaShchina, Hema Yalu Baha, go up, you're steiging, you're going big. When the Rebbein Shlom is on Har Sinai, that's the famous Klal, Ein Gavos Lifnei HaMokah. But as soon as the Shechin is gone, and we're left as the Am Yisrael, Yalu Bahar. You have to be Oyla Ma'ala Ma'ala. Straight after Yisrael comes, Mishpatim is the godless of Klal Yisrael, the Migoy Godel. And therefore you have godless, therefore you have the Parsha, the Moyadim, in Parsha's Mishpatim. Another plea, what's Moyadim doing in Parsha's Mishpatim? It's Choshe Mishpatim Yonim. What's the Sholish Regalim got to do with it? But the answer is, the Shalish Regalim, the famous Ramban. The Ramban says that the whole matzav of Mamad HaSinai, what happened with that whole Ashpah? The whole Ashpah of Mamad HaSinai went into the Mishkan. It went into the Mishkan. The whole Ashpah of Mamad HaSinai, the Mishkan was like the same thing, the parallel to Mamad HaSinai. Why? Kanto is saying it's Gevaltig. Because the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash is the palace. After such a Mamad HaSinai, we became B'nai Melochim, Eved Melech. Now, where's the palace? If we're all belonging, Hashem is the Melech Olam, and he was Kiddushonu V'tzivanu. So where's the palace? So Beis HaMikdash is the palace that brought out the godless of Klal Yisrael. We always quote the Rashi, M'zois HaBrochah, that all the Goyim used to be Mizgai when they came to the Beis HaMikdash. And the godless of Klal Yisrael. Shalish Pa'am V'Shana, we had godless. Shalish Pom Bashana, Katniss was erased from us. No, which parasha talks about the dinim of Kahuna? Parasha's Emor. Emor of Elmarta says Rashi, Lahazir Gedoilim Alaktanim. The task of the Kohenim was to be Mazir Gedoilim Alaktanim. There's no Katniss. You're all Gedoilim. Things that you see and you view as being Katniss, a mitzvah kala, this or the other. It's all godless. We came into the Beis HaMikdash. We felt we're in our palace. We're in our home. We're all B'nai Melachim. So it's Mamash a parallel. Mamad HaSinai with the Mishkan is Ayinu Ach. The Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash, is the palace where you put Mamad HaSinai. We were Mamleches Koyanim there. That's why who builds the Mishkan? Who built the Beis HaMikdash? The kings, Shlomo HaMelech. The Grois of Shlomo HaMelech. Ein Yeshiva Ba'azara El Malchus Beis David Bilvad. It's a Malchus Tika Matzav. Sholish Pom Bashana, when the Yidin came to the Beis HaMikdosh. So the godless of Klal Yisrael was in Zbara. A lot of people talk about seeing the godless of the Rebbein Shalom. My father, it's Shkan Stira. Yisrael Reis Lachad, it's one godless. It's godless because our whole godless is built on the fact that the Rebbein Shalom chose us. So Pasha's Mishpatim is the Mi Goy Godel Pasha. The Mi Goy Godel Pasha, the Goyim, look at us. Oh, that's exactly what happened when the Goyim looked at us when we went to the Beis HaMikdash, Sholish Pom and Bashana. And that's why it says that when you go up to the Beis HaMikdash, I think I told you the words already. That the Goyim won't have a chemda for Eretz Yisrael when you go to be Oyle L'Rega. The whole Eretz Yisrael emptied out, converged onto Yerushalayim. All the borders are open. The Goyim can invade Chas V'Shalom. No. Lo Yachme. They won't even have a chemda. Why do we need a nest that they won't even have a chemda? So in another time I said once, I'm sure you heard it from me, that the Ibn Ezra on Leisachmoid, How can a bunch of me mitzvah in the service of Dibus Leisachmoid? It's a Dovah Hamosel Lelev. You can tell me Leisachmoid Eishes Reyecha. You can tell me not to do a Maisa with Eishes Reyecha, Chas V'Shalom. How can you tell me Leisachmoid? It's a Dovah Hamosel Lelev. It's not my control. So the Ibn Ezra, the famous Maisa Ibn Ezra, that if a king has a daughter, and the whole country wants to marry that daughter, but if a poor farmer from the forest lives in a little shed and sees the king and the daughter walking by, it's Falt Nishayim Bechlal. It doesn't enter his mind, Bechlal, wow, I'd love to marry this girl. What's the Shaykhs? The king parades his daughter through his noblemen and through his ministers and through the wealthy area around the palace, and everyone's looking out the window, everyone says, wow, I'd love to marry the king's daughter, I'd love to become the king's son-in-law. Because they're Shaykh to it. Somebody who's Shaykh to something, there can be a Chemda. It's not Shaykh, there's no Chemda. Says Ibn Ezra, a person, a Vera for a Yid, must be completely out of proportion. That's the pshat. On the regalim, when the Yidin went to the Beis Hamikdash, it was Nizgala, the Mi Goy Godel. Then all the Yidin, all the Goyim realized, when it's Nizgala, the Mi Goy Godel, they've got no shaykhs to us. No shaykhs to Eretz Yisrael, no shaykhs to our country, no shaykhs to us. Layachmed ishes arzacha. That's the mamish, the same vod, that's the same layachmed. Same layachmed that we're discussing is the same layachmed. Mountain Torah and the Mishkan. Those are the two in Yonim. The Mishkan was the godless of Klal Yisrael. When a Yid came to the Beis HaMikdash, a Yid suddenly fell to Mardik and godless to Gematzev. That's why the parasha, this week's parasha, is called Parashas Bahar. Why wasn't it called Parashas Sinai? Why is it called Parashas Bahar? Because the Har, that's the mountain to go up. Other Rabbah, Sinai was a low mountain. Yid has to be careful, even though Vayigba Libo, Yid has to know he's godless. Oh, he's got to be Klapish Shemaya, he's got to have a Moridik Hashiflis. Klapish Shemaya, he's got to have a Moridik Hashiflis. Oh, but the Ik is, the Chassid Shusram say, Har Sinai. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah, wanted to give the Torah in the lowest mountain, why did he give it Bechlal on the mountain? Let him give it in an Emek. Find a valley and give the Torah in a valley. The Torah says, no, the Har is important. The Har is godless. So the parasha is Bahar. And it's the mitzvah of Shemitah. Shabbos Lashem, Shabbos is the mamish, the exact same parallel. Matan Torah, Mikdash, and Shabbos is exactly the same inyan. Shabbos is the seventh day of the week, the sphere of Malchus. Shabbos, every Yid becomes a Ben Melech. An Eved Melech, a Ben Melech. Every Yid is Makusha to Malchus on Shabbos. Shabbos, Shnei, Melochim, Elabin, Esodom, goes on from Shul. Shabbos is a Mam and a Matzav with Godless. Shabbos is a time where a person comes out of the week. He's had to do with Goyishkeit, he had to work, and he had to do this. Shabbos, he comes back feeling, I'm something else. If not for the Shabbos, the Yid mingle with the Goyim and work and everything, forget what it means, the godless of a Yid, he'll forget that he's a Ben Melech. Shabbos reminds him he's a Ben Melech. We always quote the Mishnah in Shabbos about the Shemen Afarsamo, and you can shmir it on Shabbos, you can't shmir it on Shabbos. The Shitta is, I think, Reb Shimon, is the Shitta of, no, Bnei Yisrael B'nei Melochim him. Shabbos, Klal Yisrael, are B'nei Melech. Shabbos is Megalat them how they are B'nei Melech. Shabbos brings them back to Mamet HaSinai. The Ksarim, the crowns that we lost by the Chet HaEgel. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu gives it back to us on Shabbos. Yismach Moshe B'matnas Chelka. He gives it back to us. Shabbos, we get back the Dargah of Sinai. Kuli Alma B'Shabbos Netna Torah. Shabbos is that godless. Shabbos is the godless of Klal Yisrael. Goy Shabbos Chayiv Misa. A working person has to connect to Shabbos. Hayom Yom Rishon Shabbos, Hayom Yom Sheni Shabbos. Otherwise, he forgets his godless. The mitzvah of Shemitah in Parashas Bahar is v'shavs ha'oretz Shabbos Lashem. Shavs ha'oretz Shabbos Lashem. After working in the fields for so many years, it's a matzav of now it's time to work back. That's the mitzvah of Shemitah. The mitzvah of Shemitah is that even the Yid who's outside, has to connect to two things. That he shouldn't forget his godless, every yid, every working yid, has to connect to two things. He has to connect to Shabbos, and he has to connect to the Beis HaMikdash. All 6 years, he connects to the Beis HaMikdash. What does he do with his truma? Gives it to the kohen. What does he do with his Maaser Rishon? Gives it to the Levi. What does he do with Bikurim on Shavuos? He brings his Bikurim on Shavuos. Once every 7 years, he has to connect properly to Shabbos. He connects to Shabbos every Shabbos. But once every cycle, it was Shabbos Ha'or, it's Shabbos Lashem. It's a hadracha to a yid. That a yid has to spend now a year appreciating his Shabbos, appreciating his godless, appreciating the koichas that every yid has. When yid has that, that's something that a yid mustn't be mesiach das. That's the haskar of Har Sinai every day. Appreciating what went on there. Panem b'panem diba Hashem imochem. What godless the Rabbi Shalom raised us to. Vo'eso eschem al kamfei nesharim vo'ovi eschem eloi. Kadosh Baruch Hu carried us so high. We were taken out of Mitzrayim with such shiftless, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu raised us so high, and it's that godless that we have to be mizboinen, and we have to connect to that godless all the time. That's why Shemitah is b'Sinai. Shemitah is the mitzvah for the farmer to remember his godless. It's like an eved. A person's working in Olam Hazeh is like an eved. He's oisik b'chai yishah. What's up, say yid is oisik b'chai yishah? That's the kesher of these parishes to Lag B'Omer. The Rashbi was masik godless Yisrael. Look through the memories of the Rashbi. He was masik godless Yisrael. So when he comes out of the cave, he sees a yid working. Mechateisa, a yid should work in Yonim of Chai Yishah. It's pasnish for the yid. He killed him. His shitta was that B'Shar Yisrael Oysen Ritzoyin Yishal Mokoyim Melachta Nasis Alidei Acherim. The yid should work in the field. It's kan yidish azach b'chla. Adarabba, Rashbi had to run away because he slammed the goy. He said the Romans, everything they did, they prost. All their shivokim, all their markets are kedei lohishav b'em zoynas. Adarabba, look up at the goyim. There's no godless there, b'chla. You see their beautiful buildings. They have the most misa machshavas. He pushed down the goyim, and he raises up Klal Yisrael, and he couldn't be soivel that the yid should be should, and he and the Rashi brought in this R. A yid is a Shabbos dicker, just like on Shabbos you mustn't do melacha. A yid is kulei Shabbos. He's a heilig gezach. He's a ben melech. He's an eved melech. A king's got other people to do things for him. So therefore, he killed the people. You send back. The world is not yet betikunoi. There's a gzeira, but there's a pecha toich alechem, the chet of Adam Rishon. But at least the Rashbi is showing us the musik of godless, the musik of what a yid is. That's what we have to be mechazik ourselves in these parishes, in this tkufas hashana, preparing ourselves for Chag HaShavuos. Preparing ourselves for the moedik of godless. A yid in all nisyonis, whatever nisyon comes his way. A yid is to feel that he'd be willing to be moisa nefesh for the Rabban Shalom. But koim was kufa to be moisa nefesh to the Rabban Shalom. Achas kama v'kama when it comes to episode goyishkeit, it comes to episode of the thing. But yid has to be mechazik himself to fight with the Yetzirah, but koim was kufa. To fight with the Yetzirah, to fight with anything tearing him away from being margish, his moedik godless that every yid has. That's the yisod of Sinai. Straight after Krishma, boyad rom eila shonoichim mitzavcha ayoyim. Says Rashi there, the person has to look at this, the Torah is given to him every day. Kilo hayoyim nitno. Every aspect of a yid's life has to be connected to godless. So Beis HaMedrash is godless. don't have a Beis HaMikdash today. Yid goes into Beis HaMikdash, he feels the Ashuras HaShchina, he feels the Moedik HaGadlus. But there ain't no honor when you walk in the streets and there's Goyim, and Yid has to think the whole time, what a Godlai, what an Adam Godlai I am. He looks at the Goyim, Yid has to feel every minute to make the Brocha Shlo Yisani Goyim. Yid have such a Moedik HaGadlus. Yid has to walk around the whole time like a Melech. And even if he's working, and even if he's living amongst Goyim, he has to feel the whole time that he's something more, that he's something extra, that he's something loftier, he's something more, it's more Goyim. Taka, when Mashiach comes, V'nara Elof Kol HaGoyim, Beisi Beis Tefillah Yikorei L'chol HaAmim, and all the Yidin, and all the Goyim will see the Moedik HaMal of Klal Yisrael, the Moedik HaGadlus of Klal Yisrael. Our Sinai is Sheyorad Sinai L'Omas Oilam. L'Omas Oilam then hate us, they were jealous of us. They saw that we have such a different Maida to them. Matan Torah was Megala that were completely Goy, Akam Oisit, but Torah is Chayiv Misa. Goy Sheshavas Chayiv Misa. Comes to the Inyanam of Gadlus, Torah, Shabbos, Inyanam of Malchus. Inyanam of Malchus is a Goy's got no Shaykhus to that Bechal. Goy's got no Shaykhus to that Bechal. Before we make a bracha, we have to say, Ah, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Ribono Shel Olam is the King of the world, and you chose us from all the Serafim and Leifanim, you want our Avodas Hashem. It's an unbelievable godless that is. Be Melochim im Loichel. Okay. Svarim say that Hazak Doelam al Aktanim, the Nefesh Loi Tame Ba'amov, for he realizes he's godless. He realizes Kiru that he's got a Hilga Nefesh. He realizes that an Aver is a Tumah. It's a Nefesh Leitam. That's what you have to be Mazi. You have to be Mazi. The Hazik Doyle Manaktanim. You have to be Mazi that every Yid is a Godel and every Aver that he does is Metame Ba'amov. It's a Tumah. A Goy is Shach to Tumah. Tara, Tara, Tumah. And he's not in the Indian Bechla. But Yid is in the Indian. So it's not so difficult. The Goyim has gone so low that it's only asking for the Yidin to go much higher. Every Yid has to appreciate those qualities in every other Yid as well. To see the potential of godless in every Yid. A Yid that doesn't appreciate the potential of godless in another Yid, it doesn't know what Klal Yisrael is all about. It's not connected to Mamad Har Sinai. Shoshon is Atem Nitzav Mahayim Kulchem. It doesn't make a difference. Rosheichem, Shifteichem. It's all godless. Every Yid is godless. Yid know how to live with each other like that makes such a big difference. That's the Achdus that to live around. Achdus that they're living around the Beis HaMikdash. Learn to appreciate the other Yid. Every Yid's got his godless. Every Yid's got his godless. Everybody knows that every Yid has a different tafkid and a different type of godless, but every Yid has godless. So then a Yid's got to look up at the other Yid's godless. Not the other Yid's chesroinus, rather the other Yid's minus. So you burn the korbanos, you burn the nefesh ha-bahamis. It's so easy to burn the Yitzhahara when you're in the Beis HaMikdash. You see the godless. You see the Kedush and Tahara. So it's easy to burn a korban. It's easy to burn up the Yitzharas. You don't have a Beis HaMikdash, it's very hard to burn up the Yitzharas. You don't have a mukim where we feel that we come in, we feel such godless, we feel that there's a Layachmed Bechal. The whole Layachmed disappears.